Welcome back to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Guthrie County Veteran Affairs Administrator, Amy Davis.
Thanks, Amy, for joining me here today.
Oh, thank you.
So we'll start off by saying, you know, what is the Guthrie County Veterans Affairs Office?
Well, my office here at Guthrie County, I help veterans in the county apply for benefits that they're eligible for and that they've already earned by their military service. So Guthrie County is home to just under 800 veterans. There's men and women from like young adults all the way up to veterans who would have served like during World War II. And probably not well known that even though we're a small county, federal payments from the VA to Guthrie County veterans total about $300,000 per month. So that totals about $3.6 million a year.
And then what are the benefits available to veterans in Guthrie County?
So the most common benefits I help with through Veterans Affairs are the federal benefits. There are federal benefits, state benefits, and county benefits, but it's the federal benefits that are the most complicated ones to abort. So those are the ones that I get most calls with. And those are usually like enrollment in VA healthcare, help with applying for disability compensation. And that's for veterans who have a disability that was caused by or worsened by their military service. And then I also help with veterans pension. And that's a benefit that's available to low-income veterans who served during wartime or their spouses. And then I also help family members apply for burial benefits, and that's when an eligible veteran passes away. And the benefit that you probably hear most often is disability compensation. So for Vietnam veterans, that often relates to or sometimes relates to exposure to Agent Orange and illnesses that developed as a result of that exposure. So, and that can change over the years. So just this year, the VA added three new presumptive illnesses for Vietnam veterans: bladder cancer, hypothyroidism, and Parkinsonism. And then for our veterans who had active service in designated areas of Southwest Asia since the beginning of the Gulf War, there's a list of about 20 presumptive illnesses, and those could develop due to their service, sometimes during due to their exposure to burn pits. And a lot of people have been hearing a lot of that in the news. So recently, the VA has started processing claims for certain Gulf War veterans who have diagnoses of asthma, rhinitis, and sinusitis, and that's based on particulate matter exposure. So any veteran who served during that time with those diagnoses, you know, based on where they served and when they were diagnosed, they are filing claims. And the Secretary of the VA announced recently there's already thousands of new claims for these burn pit presumptives.
Are there any other common claims that you've currently working on?
So disability claims for mental health, that's a very common claim, like for PTSD claims, and they're really increasing. And we're expecting PTSD claims to continue to increase. And this is across the board for veterans who served in all eras of service. And in addition to helping veterans apply for the compensation benefits, we also help them access resources for mental health support. In addition to, you know, traditional face-to-face counseling for mental health, it's becoming a lot more popular to do phone counseling. And there's even like chat functions and texting, and that's becoming a very popular way of getting mental health support. you know, veterans being seen at the VA Medical Center since the COVID pandemic started. Of course, there are certain protocols that have to be followed at the VA. The VA has been great about getting veterans vaccinated, and the secretary of the VA had a press conference earlier this week that they have started giving booster shots to veterans, and already they have administered 220,000 booster shots to vets. This is nationwide, and they're reaching out to veterans when they are available to them. Regarding processing claims at the VA, for a while there, COVID was slowing down the claims process because at first a lot of VA workers were sent home and were working from home, and for a while that was slowing down the process. Now we're really seeing claims going through and being worked a lot more quickly now as the world has adapted to working at home and people are used to working at home, and things are really just getting processed through business as usual. And the VA is in the process of hiring 2,000 more claims processors at the Veterans Benefits Administration. And so those people should be on board and trained soon so that they can start working on that backlog that happened. So, yeah, COVID did slow things down, but I think that they're getting things back under control and trying to get caught up.
Did you see more claims with veterans being in quarantine and stuff like that over the pandemic, or are you seeing them just now because it's been a slow process?
Yes, definitely after the start of the pandemic, we did see a significant increase in the number of office visits to the county VA office. I think that was probably because people had less going on in their personal lives and perhaps, you know, more time to focus on, you know, that kind of paperwork that they could focus on completing those claims that maybe they always meant to get around to do.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Amy Davis, Administrator for Guthrie County Veterans Affairs. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.